Ecclesiastes chapter 4, end of the chapter, verse 16. There is no end of all the people, of all that stood before them. Those, however, that came after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and a striving after the wind. And then in Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Philippians 3 verse 9, that I may gain Christ, that I may be found in him, not having my righteousness, which would be on the principle of law, but that which is by faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God through faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. If any way I arrive at the resurrection among the dead, not that I have already obtained the prize, or am already perfected, but I pursue, if also I may get possession of it, seeing that also I have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting the things behind, and stretching out to the things before, I pursue, looking towards the goal, the prize of the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus. And then just 2 Timothy 2 verse 22, but youthful lusts flee and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. I just had a very simple thought about pursuing. Yesterday, in the swimming pool, I beat a record, personal record. I won't tell you what it was because it's pretty pathetic, but I guess it was a good thing. But you know, we live in a world where people strive for things. But what about striving for spiritual things? I read in Ecclesiastes, it just reminded me yesterday, this book, I think it says 3 or 4 times that about vanity and pursuit of the wind. Think of Solomon, the writer of this book. He had everything, and yet he ended up as a dissatisfied man. And he found that everything was vanity. The word vanity is repeated again and again in this book. And it's all pursuit of the wind. And how that sums up our world, doesn't it? Everyone pursuing things, not achieving really what they want, and it's all nothing. It's vapour. Whereas here in Paul speaks of what really needs to be pursued. He's had this encounter, as we've been reminded already, Paul had this wonderful life-changing encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says he gained Christ. What an exchange that was. He lost everything as far as the world was concerned, but he gained Christ. There was really no comparison with what he'd gained. He'd gained Christ. But even then, there was still something to be gone in for. Although he had Christ already, there was still much more to go in for. So he says that he might get possession. He says, I haven't got it already. I haven't got this. I haven't got everything I look forward to at the moment, but I pursue. That's what just struck me. He says, I pursue. Well, I wonder if a challenge to me and to all of us, whether as Christians, as believers, we're pursuing after what is really of benefit and what ultimately matters. We know that this prize is not there. We know that one day in reality, when the Lord comes, we will be called to glory. What a result that will be. That prize, that reward is laid up for every believer. But meantime, we need to be striving for it, towards it now, and to pursuing it. That's what just struck me in this passage. Paul is is energetic, is to pursue these things. He talks about forgetting which is behind. Mm. Solomon, all he could do was to look back and say everything was vanity. So all Solomon could do was to look back. But Paul says, I'm not going to look back. He said, I'm going to look forward to the goal. Mm. And I pursue. Well, it's a wonderful, energizing thought, isn't it? And I wonder if I'm pursuing. Am I satisfied? Or am I striving? There is strife in a bad sense where people strive for nothing, but I think there's a real sense in where the believer should strive. Mm. Should be energy and exercise and diligence. Mm. We were hearing recently about diligence, weren't we, in our readings? Striving. How many believers, and I look at myself in the mirror, how many believers are content with what they have? Mm. Whereas the believer, in one sense, although he's satisfied in himself, as Paul was, in another sense, we should never be content. We should want more. And we should want to know Christ more. We should want to know the truth more. Mm. It's a challenge as to whether we're growing. I think Chris gave a word last month on growing. Mm. Wonder whether we have this desire and energy striving after what is true, what belongs to Christ. Maybe we... says he hasn't obtained it, but one thing he does know, he's been taken of by possession by Jesus Christ. That's the comfort. Matter we might feel that we haven't got the goal yet, but there's a good comfort to know that we've been taken of possession of by him. He's got there first, as it were. He's got us. We are his prize. That's a wonderful thing. You and I, as part of the church, are his prize. He's got us already. We can have more of him. And I read in 2 Timothy 2, interesting chapter, well known to the brethren, but it says, youthful lusts flee and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. Something to go after. Yeah. Well, I just leave it with us, dear brethren. Help us, may we be helped to go in for these things. Laodicea, the church there was self-satisfied. It thought it had everything. There was no energy, no desire, no striving. May we know what it is to pursue after the prize, the great calling of high in Christ Jesus, to know, to long after him. The psalmist could say, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so my soul thirsteth after thee, O God. That's some man, that's a spiritual man who was striving for more. May you and I and all of us have this desire to strive and to pursue until we find the goal when the Lord Jesus comes again, for his name's sake.